Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer here in New York City, and I apologize for being a little late tonight. I was with a client, and it was 10, and she arrived late, and I'm like, I got to go. I got a radio show. Bop-a-da-bop. So here we are. We're having the radio show just a smidgen late. And, of course, Saturn is stationing this week, so we're all a little bit on delay. Have you noticed that everything's taking just a little bit longer than you thought and just a little bit deeper and more intense than you planned, and everything's a little bit more, a little more effort? Saturn stations and turns direct on the weekend, and once he does that, it is full steam ahead. But right now, he is in slow-mo mode. Going slower and slower and slower. Planning to turn direct on weekend it is. And when he turns direct, which he's going to do on Saturday, he's going to go, okay, now full steam ahead. Let's go quick, 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 quick. And he will go lickety-cut, super fast, very speedy. You'll be surprised at how fast he goes. And you'll be just like, wow, this is super, super quick. So, what we do with this, with Access Astrology here, and Heather is, of course, off on her Sundance energies, although I don't think she's doing Sundance this week. I think she's just traveling. And Mark, I do anticipate he's going to show up because he had said he would, and he's back in town from his vacation with his wife, Eileen, last week. So what we do here on the radio show is we talk about what's coming and how you're going to work with it. And the good news is the eclipses are coming. We're in orb of the eclipses. They're beginning, they're starting, they're showing up, they're coming in. And we're in the full moon, you know, building to the full moon eclipse. It takes place on the 18th. This is a particularly long eclipse season because it has the full moon, then it has a new moon on the 1st of September, and then it has a full moon on the 16th of September. So full, new, full, three in a row. And that, of course, means that the new moon is really exact and tight, because whenever the lunations take place within 15 degrees of the nodes of fate, it's a big deal. So we're having that happen. And our job, should we decide to accept it, is to think back to 1997 and the fall of 97, and if you need to, fall of 78 and what was going on then, and we're repeating that story. We're starting it again. We're giving it a new version, a new chapter, a new aha moment. So our job with this energy is about expanding it and understanding it, and then also moving forward. And then, of course, once Saturn goes direct on Friday, Saturday rather, he turns and he spins off, and he is then zipping forward in Sag, and he's going to go past his station point, and Mars is going to go past the station point on the 22nd and catch up with Saturn on the 24th of August, at which point they start a whole new two-year cycle. So your job is to kind of work with this energy and really enhance it, allow it to happen, and just know that between now and the 24th, release, 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 any of the last bits that need to clear before you go forward. In some cases, you may find, you know, I'm moving or I'm going forward or I'm zipping off, but definitely after the 24th, when Mars and Saturn meet up, they start a whole new chapter about how they're going to connect and communicate, and it's very strong. So it gives us a whole different vision of how we're going to move forward. And then the next eclipse, which happens on the 1st, is a big one because it's square to the nodes of fate. It's Neptune on the south node opposite the sun and moon. And it's Saturn in the square. So it's really the culmination of the work we've been doing for the last year, since last August. And then, of course, the one after that is, okay, you're ready to go. Let's roll. Now, the eclipse that we're leading up to, the full moon eclipse, is also set up so that it is back to February of 2015. And if you think about the new moon in February of 2015 and what started then, now you're seeing it clearly. So I read for someone the other day, and they'd met this really cute guy in February of 2015, and it had moved forward, and it was going well, and then they broke up on the Mars retrograde. And now the choice had been whether they were going to move to where the person was living or they were going to move somewhere else. So they decided they were going to move to the other place. as opposed to, you know, it was a choice. They were definitely moving, but now the choice kind of got made because they got broken up with, or they broke up with them. But that was the plan back in February of 15. This is what we're going to do. And then now the plan has changed. But it got them further along. Everybody figured out things. They all learned stuff, yada, yada. And now the universe goes, okay, now that you've learned all the stuff you've had to learn while Saturn's been in Scorpio since 212, fall of 212, and I've been dragging you through the mud and the glud and the mud, now you're free. Now go do your life. Go follow the vision. Go follow the path. Go for it. And it's a very strong transition time we're in right now. So our job is to really kind of trust that and just say, okay, I'm in this big transition period, and I'm really ready for it, and this is what it looks like, right? So with the Saturn stationing direct on the weekend, and then the eclipse next weekend, or next week, the eclipse is on Thursday the 18th, which is the day after the show on the 17th, you know, it's all this brand new energy. So inviting us to move forward, inviting us to live our best lives, inviting us to go, yeah, this is my plan, and this is how I'm going to get there. So on that note, we would like to take callers. I still don't see Mark in the queue. So if you'd like me to take your call, press the one key and raise your hand. Otherwise, I'm assuming you're a lurking listener, and you're just here to learn some astrology about what the charts are. All right. Okay, 505-670, you're on the air. How can I help?
Hi there.
Hi.
My name's Robin.
Robin?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Groovy. My birthday is 110-54.
110 what?
5, F-I-V-E, 4.
Mm-hmm. 1954,
and
okay, yep.
1954, sorry.
That's
and
okay. No, I'm old. What time?
And it's also phone. So
it
yeah,
also is
sometimes
phone.
My
yes.
phone is yeah. So it's 6:16 in the morning.
6:16 a.m. Yep. And where?
In Oceanside, New York, Long Island.
Oceanside, New York. And what is your question?
I live in Santa Fe.
Uh-huh.
And I know there's a tremendous transition. I missed probably the first 5 minutes of your talk this evening, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But I got that. So my question is, am I supposed to know what's on the other, what the next step is? I mean, I've had dreams and dreams and dreams, but I'm in such anxiety right now that...
Mm-hmm.
Is everyone feeling this? It's just the
your
it's rolling out there.
Your chart particularly, but yeah, a lot of people are feeling anxiety. Your chart is having a big anxious transit on top of everything else. So, yes, Uranus is January 10th, 54. Uranus is trining your Pluto in the 8th house. So it's bringing up really old, unresolved psychic issues around partnership and relationship. And then simultaneously... You've got a lot of planets at ending points, meaning they're going, that's done, that's done, that's done. And you're having Pluto on your Venus right now, today as we speak. So Pluto on the Venus, which is the direction of your life, says, oh, you sure you want that direction? And so the part of you that, you know, you're a Capricorn, practical, reliable, hardworking, you're born on an eclipse, right? You're born during eclipse season.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so as a born during an eclipse season, yep, 15 degrees, you're born the north node eclipse, meaning you get directed places, you know, the chart leads you where you want to go. So the eclipse was on January 4th, and then there was another eclipse on January 18th, and you were born between the two of them. So,
cool.
So when we're in the place we are now where the eclipse season is coming and it's activating your chart, and it's stimulating your Pluto, very big, the one that we're going to have on the 18th. So go back to 1997, fall of 97, go back to fall of 78. What was going on then? There was a big triangle or a big drama in relationships then, or a big triangle or drama with money then. And you're having a natal excite. I hit the point. You're having a natal excitation.
I'm also trying to get a home equity line of credit, and it's been grueling.
Okay, there you go. That's the Pluto in the eighth.
And miscommunication. Yeah. Real bad communication.
Right.
Oh, really?
Right.
So that's what that is.
That's where it's
Pluto.
Coming from, yeah.
Pluto,
yeah.
Would you repeat, Pluto is doing what?
You're having Pluto, you're having the eclipse on your Pluto.
I see.
And you're having Uranus trine your Pluto, which is the miscommunication, and also the angry female. There's an angry female banker, perhaps, that you've been dealing with. Or
no,
an
that
angry
might be
female.
Me. Would
oh,
that
are you
be
angry?
Me?
Okay. That could be you.
I
yeah.
could be very angry, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's running an anger-anxiety point. And it's tied to being left out, right? And it's tied to whatever went on when you were 15 and you were working on your Venus issues. Part of the journey of your chart with the Capricorn Sun is to say, I matter and I'm worth it. The Pisces Moon goes, gee, maybe I'm not. And the Pisces Moon, well, it's just how they kind of interact. The Capricorn goes, yes,
that's
I am.
Hilarious.
And the Pisces Moon goes, not really, And so you have to kind of go, you got to stop picking at me, Pisces Moon. And then it goes in the corner and it whines, right? And it goes, and then, when you give it a break, it comes back out and it goes, all right. But it's understanding that you always have to do everything twice. That's just the way your chart is with the Jupiter and Gemini.
Oh, really?
Never can do
because
it just once.
Because of Gemini?
Yeah.
Never do it once? Oh, dear.
Never can do it just once.
That's
always twice. Always in doubles, right?
Because of Gemini is on
your
my...
Your Jupiter's in Gemini and it squares your moon, right? A little wide. But it also is in conjunct to your Mercury. So Gemini, I always have to do the paperwork twice. I always have to write twice. I always have to ask twice. I have to know it's not that I did anything wrong. I'm just not going to be heard. Uh-huh. When you go to doctors, they don't hear you. They don't see you. Right?
Wow.
Mercury's out of bounds in your chart. So you can say it 17 ways from... I mean, I didn't hear you when you first said your date. You said 54. I'm like, what?
Right.
That's Gemini. Mercury and Capricorn. Plain spoken, but not heard. It's not personal. It's just you kind of go, wow, I'm just not heard. And you can watch them fill the form out, and they'll fill it out wrong.
That is just the game of my life that I ride.
Yes,
that's
the game you ride.
I ride.
Because your chart is saying, I want you to listen to me, and I want you to pay attention to what I say. And nobody in the world listens anymore. It's not personal. Even if they're trying to listen, like I need your birthday to pull up your chart. I was like, what's she saying? I don't even know what she's saying. Yeah, it's not personal. But you take it personally because it happens so often. And you kind of get like, is this again? Is it happening? And it's like, yeah.
Right.
But that's
okay.
Well,
it does happen with dentists and doctors. There's no doubt about it.
It happens with everybody. Any
dentists,
authority figure who expects you to worship them.
Yes, I have a problem with that.
Well, they know
you don't
worship
them. Is that my Capricorn, like, banging up against something?
Yes, it's your Capricorn banging against something, and that's your Saturn Mars in the top of the chart.
All right, okay.
So you look at them and you go, you're an authority? You're the person in charge of things? Let me tell you who's really in charge of things.
And then
they get it. Then they get, like, they get their knickers in a knot, So you have to look and make sure, is the person hearing you? And if they're not, you have to go, I don't know that you heard me. And then say it again. And then if they still don't hear you, say, what did I say to you? And, at that point you've turned into their mother, and they go, and you go, okay, I'm not going to work with you because I just turned into your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
that happens.
All the time, yeah. And you didn't do anything wrong. This is just the story of your life. But if you understand it as your job is to make them understand you're not their mother, but that everybody deserves to be listened to, that's your purpose on Earth.
Is that right?
To make sure one of your purposes. I mean, you have many others, but that's one of the big ones. You have to listen to me. Yeah, it's important. And how often don't we listen? How often don't we think? Right? And that's the universal issue. So you're going to go like, don't you see this? And they're like, no. And then you're right. And then they say, how'd you know that? And you go, because I pay attention. I notice what's going on. I understand the correlations of what we plant, we reap. I got that when I was knee-high to a grasshopper.
That's going to happen? That's going to continue to happen. That's not changing with this new eclipse.
What this new eclipse is doing is the new eclipse is saying, what you're trying to do with the eclipse is you're kind of going back in and you're saying, okay, I want to understand this on yet a new level. And if we understand it and we say, gee, well, what's that trying to teach me? You know, what am I supposed to be learning? Why am I in this school on Earth? Right? And now, by moving to Santa Fe, it helps a lot because you're living in the desert and you got all those Earth planets, so the land actually absorbs it. This actually is a harder problem for you when you're on one of the coasts.
Interesting.
And you're near water and it makes mud. It makes your chart much more hard to understand. But, yeah, it's part of the story of your life. And it's okay if you know that's the story. You just know you don't take it personally anymore. You go, that's what's supposed to happen. I'm supposed to slow down and go a little slower and make this person learn how to listen. And that's part of my karma in the world. And that's okay. I know how to do that. Right? I mean, there's other ways we can look at it. But, we started with why you have anxiety. But it's because you're going in and you're asking someone who's in a position of authority for something and they can deny you.
And they can have the numbers thinking that it's a monthly number and it's an annual number.
You got it.
And the direction goes totally in the no.
Totally.
Because they didn't check twice.
They never do.
They never sent.
When have they ever checked twice? You've always you've always caught all the errors.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah. No, it's fun. You think you made a mistake. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. Let's look.
Yeah, but it gets old. I'd like to,
I get that it gets old. But, it's just, as long as you know,
I know it's fine.
I want to bet you $5 you didn't do that right. You make money on this, You can invest
in this. I going to make money? Yeah. Well, I'm feeling that anxiety right about now. I'm like, there's got to be something coming up in September.
Jupiter and Virgo is a poor sign. We've had Jupiter and Virgo for a while, and it leaves on September 10th. Huh?
Oh, good.
And so we get into Jupiter and Libra, which is much happier, much nicer, and makes more money. So everybody's going to feel a little bit richer and come then. And you've
got
some new thing coming in the beginning of October, it looks like. When Jupiter gets to your series, some new creative project that should bring you some money.
Creative.
So
good,
no worries. Should be good.
No worries? Don't worry,
no
be
worries.
Happy?
Have fun. Huh?
Okay.
No worries, be happy. Yeah.
Don't you love that song?
I do love that song. I think it's a really stupid song, but I love that song.
Me too.
I'm like, what do you mean, don't worry, be happy? Of course I'm worried. And then they're like, no, don't worry, be happy. So...
I like the concept of making that quick turn. That must be Uranian energy or something.
Yes,
don't worry,
it really is.
Be happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it
all
makes
right.
Total sense. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you too.
All right, so let's go to 510-915. 510-915. You're on the air. How can I help?
Hi, Anne. It's January 24.
Oh, and the January is today. Okay, January 24, 19 what?
1967.
Okay, time?
9:38 p.m.
9:38 p.m. Oops, I typed a parenthesis there. That's not going to make my... Where?
Oakland, California.
Okay, and what is your question? And what's your first name?
It's Pandora. And I've been really struggling lately, and I know I've got a few planets in my 12th house and Jupiter on Uranus right now, and I've been having health issues and kind of a little bit mysterious health issues, like I'm just tired and I don't exactly know why, and just kind of trouble, just trouble in general, like I feel like I struggle with life instead of living life, and exercising my happy muscle, so to speak. Having trouble with that and trouble with friends, and I was wondering if you could, trouble with friendships, and wondering if you could talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
And I have a sick pet, and I'm not sure what's going to happen. So it's kind of too many things.
No. The sick
but
pet.
Whatever you.
The sick, the sick pet, you having weird sick, and the friend trouble, all related, same house, same center energy. So a couple things, you know, you're an Aquarian, so Aquarians are, it's a hard placement to be an Aquarius. It's, the sun's in its detriment.
Mm.
Now, you have it in a happy place, in the fifth house, saying, I want to be creative and I want to have fun. And so it does that. It works really hard, and you're a Virgo rising, hardworking. But right now, your progressed sun is in Pisces at 24, and it's coming to join your Saturn. And it's opposite your Uranus. So this is a time when the universe says to you, I need you to be a little gentler and a little kinder to yourself and a little more aware of all the different things that you eat and ingest. For two reasons. One, because you have Neptune ruling your sixth house, highly sensitive, deeply allergic, right? And because Neptune trines your Saturn, you can develop kind of sudden allergies. And what's been happening is Mars has been going back and forth over your Neptune since February. And sometimes this can be, you know, you're just taking a vitamin B, you're taking a nutrient or something. Other times it can be you're getting poisoned by prescription medicine. So if you, you know, if you have a prescription, you know, take the, or you're on more than one, bring the prescriptions to the doctor and say, okay, what's the interaction with these? And then secondly, check that the pills you're getting, if they're being delivered by mail order, are actually the pills that you're supposed to get. So I had I had a client with this, and her mom was really exhibiting a lot of, you know, stuff. And I'm like, she's being poisoned, but she's being poisoned legally. So you're being poisoned, but you're being poisoned legally, which means that it's something you're either ingesting because you think it's healthy, or you're ingesting it, but you know, it's in her case, the mother's case, she was allergic to sulfur drugs, and she was on a heart medicine for no sulfur, but it was filled by a mail order pharmacy, and they were filling it with a sulfur drug. So once the pharmacy fessed up and said, we did it, but she in the meantime had all the symptoms of sulfur poisoning. So in your case, I want you to go back to how you modified your diet in February timeframe and think about anything new you added, anything old you took out, any stuff that you modified or shifted. And that's probably the cause. If you shifted your water supply or you shifted your source of water, because it's Pisces, you know, but it's showing up as kind of an ambiguous poisoning. It's also got a thing about weird little animals. So I want you to go get yourself tested if you've been in a foreign country or if you've been in, you know, in the woods hiking and you have a tick bite, maybe Lyme disease. But, you know, I want you going tested for infectious diseases that you could have picked up from the change in diet, or you could have picked up because you just, you know, ate it. Sometimes this is like liver flukes. You know, you do a lot of sushi, and sometimes it's, you know, lead poisoning because you're eating a lot of tuna. It's, you're being poisoned by yourself or being poisoned through natural means, not like somebody's trying to kill you. But it's like you're taking in some kind of toxin, and that's what it is. Once you stop, you'll clear it, and you'll feel much better. So that's good. If you don't stop, if you don't figure it out, it'll get worse, and then you'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. They'll test it and find it. But if you go back to how you modified your diet in January, February, that's the source of it, and it could have been changes you made to your diet in 15. So what did you do with the diet in those times?
Actually, I was eating a lot of sushi for a while. I also started different medicines, and I stopped eating sushi a couple months ago. and I've been trying to wean off the medications, and I'm having quite a bit of trouble doing that. Other than that, let's see. In 15, I was eating quite a bit of sugar. I stopped doing that. And have been more healthy. I started taking my vitamin supplements again. And yeah, that's about it. Okay.
So I would check those sections.
I don't think it's Lyme's. I've had a chronic fatigue before, and I took some vitamin supplements and got better. I got my energy back.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, it's definitely
definitely
fixable. You just have to figure out the source of it. Yeah, it's definitely fixable, but it's like legal poisoning. I mean, you know you're doing you're doing it to yourself. You don't necessarily know what's causing it. But I would go if it's the critter part is the piece with the Jupiter and Virgo in the 12th. So that can be, you know, if you get a really severe infestation of parasites or flukes from the sushi, which can happen. That's why they tell women that are pregnant not to eat it. So you want to go find a good colon therapist, or you want to go find someone who can put you on something. There's also Dr. Schultz's intestinal cleanser, with where you do clay, and it pulls a lot of the parasites out. So you might check out that. He's got an intestine. You do it like for, you basically eat diacritic dirt for 5 days, but it pulls the parasites out, so you feel better, you know. So, makes sense?
Yes.
Good.
Diatomaceous earth. I've heard of this.
Yeah, it's he's got a Dr. Schultz has a intestinal cleanse that he does. He's got volume 1 and volume 2. If you poop regularly, you do 2. If you don't poop regularly, do 1 until you poop regularly, then do 2. So, regularly I mean 20 minutes, half an hour after you eat. But it does look like your bowels pretty behaved, I would think, with your chart. So, sound like a plan?
I'll check it out. Yep.
The friends, everybody's batshit right now, so the friends are all disappearing, and they're not gone. They'll be back, but like allow everybody to missile silo, and see who shows back up after we get to Jupiter in your first, which is at the end of the year, not the end of the year, the end of the month. Yeah. Jupiter through the 12th, so we leave a lot of people behind. Because we've finished the cycle with them. And so we shift and change and get new people. And then when Jupiter goes into the first, which is in a couple of days, you get a bunch of new people coming in for the next year.
Okay.
Yeah. Make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Good.
Yes, it does.
Okay. And the British lady said we were done. So I think we have to hang up.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
All right.
And that's it for the show, folks. Tune in next week. We will catch you later and hope everybody has a great week and a fun Saturn going direct. Woohoo! Take care. Bye-bye.